Hey, this is Karen. I'm so glad you're here, and I can't wait to introduce you to my favorite people in the world, rock movers. Rock movers are people who are doing what others see as impossible. They are achieving goals that were once only dreams. She's probably a mom, wife, sister, friend, CEO, or entrepreneur, and she's an all-around rock star. While she's moving rocks out of her own bag, you can bet that she's helping move the rocks for other women too. And I know she's moving rocks for me. So come on in and join us and meet my rock movers. To my two favorite questions, which are, first one, what are you doing these days to move the rocks in your own life?
What am I doing these days to move rocks in my own life? Great question, Karen, and I'm so delighted to be here this morning. Over the years, I have stuck my proverbial foot in a lot of different studies in professional and personal development, and have arrived to a place in my own daily practice, which consists of, number one, not picking up my phone and checking Facebook and the headlines first thing. So I honor myself and my sacred space in the morning, whatever time it starts. I'm definitely at my desk by 8:30, 9 o'clock a.m. Mm-hmm. But I take time. I have a special platform rocker in my office. I sit and I meditate and I'm quiet and I have regulated breathing exercises that I have a trainer who's recorded a guided exercise for me on my phone. So I do use my voice memo recording. It's about 12 minutes long. And then I go into a series of regulated breathing practices. Yeah. Once I do that, that centers me, that quiets my mind, that gets me ready for my power days of serving our clients, serving our community. Then I actually pray. I'm a big believer in the power of prayer. And so I pray, and then I pull out my gratitude journal and write at least three bullet points, mostly more. I try to fill up a page to answer the question of, I am so happy and grateful now that. So I have that as a positive affirmation on the screen, literally behind my computer every day. It's staring me in the face, along with numerous other positive affirmations. I am positively expecting great results, regardless of what I can see in front of me right now, because I know that the universe is rearranging itself for my greatest benefit right now. And so one of the practices that I've developed over a number of years is flooding my psyche everywhere my eyes go, particularly in my office, with uplifting and at positive affirmations that makes me know that life is happening for me and not to me. And so it's the combination of those things, of meditation, regulated breathing, prayers, and positive affirmations. And I would say, this is the asterisk, I have zero sounds emanating from any of my devices, except for the ringer on my phone, which is kept at a moderate to low tone, because I know, and part of my studying of the brain and neuroscience for the work we do in mindset, is that the all those ding-dong, dilly-dales sounds of getting texts or all the notifications are huge distractors and leads to lack of productivity throughout our day. So there really is not a positive concept of multitasking. And so I try to eliminate all distractions from my workspace.
So good. So good. So I hope everybody was taking notes, because that was ultimate wisdom nuggets right there. Just so important for that self-care piece to move those rocks first thing in the morning. And I love that you just covered everything. So some people get their mind centered, some people get their body centered first. Do you work out during the week, in the mornings, in the evenings? Like, what's your routine there for self-care?
Sure. You know, so physical exercise, in my office, I have an area where I have some bands. And so I'll do mostly stretching. I have to say, I don't do as much cardio as I used to do. And this is a total girl thing. That this, my hair, this is a blown out hairstyle. I have very curly hair normally.
I can relate.
The more I perspire on my scalp, then I'm going to have to wash my hair, which is this, I can't do this by myself. I have to have this done. And so honestly, it's just, I don't perspire as much as I could. But what I do is I do the stretches. I do a lot of different stretches to wake my body up.
Yeah, for that flexibility, it's so important. And the blood flow to all of our joints and everything to keep us young and active. And the older I get, the more I appreciate the stretches.
Well, you know, my husband, who is just a couple years older than me, totally different body type, very lean and swelt. While I'm up here doing my mental and energy work, he's down below on a yoga mat with a trainer via Zoom, working up enough sweat for five people. it's amazing what our trainer is. It's not just a personal trainer. He's a certified health and wellness specialist that covers, you know, physical training, energy. He's a Qigong certified teacher. Personal nutrition. I mean, he's a wonderful fella. And, but he will twist my husband up into like a pretzel and do all these things on a yoga mat. And when my husband comes up to take a shower, he can barely take his shirt off. He's so drenched. So
wow.
I'm like, you got the sweat down for us.
You've covered the house. That's awesome. Well, I love that you've covered all of that. I think self-care is something that women especially, we tend to put off. We take care of everybody else's needs. So that's why I always lead with that question, because I feel like it's so imperative. If we're not taking care of ourselves, we don't have anything in our cup to pour from.
You know, I've heard many, many times and I teach this all the time, whether it's male or female, but we cannot give from an empty cup. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we must, and I know a lot of women particularly struggle with this, the self-care, because they're constantly giving to all others, you know, whoever those others may be in their lives. Mm-hmm. But when you think about it, you know, I often have a mental image of the airline air mask falling down. And the instructions that they always say is that you put that mask on yourself first before you give it to a child or anyone else to help them with their mask, because we literally cannot energetically, you know, spiritually, physically give if we are not filled up ourselves. And so it's really an act of love and honor to ourselves, who are created in the divine. You know, and then when we are filled up energetically, spiritually, physically, whatever, to be able to give to others and have greater impact, I may add.
So true. I use that analogy all the time as well. Those that have watched my Rock Movers podcast, they've heard it probably a dozen times now, that analogy of the airline mask, because if you're not taking care of yourself, it's so true. You have if you run out of oxygen, you can't help anyone else.
Right.
So true. We are in alignment here, and I love it, love it, love it. Today you're just pouring my energy into me. So my next question then, so I know you're moving rocks for me this morning, but what else do you do in your life to move rocks for others? You have your platform, and I'm just so impressed with it, but I can't wait for you to share that with everyone.
Absolutely. So, you know, through decades of working with professional services firms to help them grow, build, and sustain prosperous service businesses, I saw firsthand women clients, women professional architects, lawyers, accountants, bankers, you know, working in male-dominated professions, the inequities of not having their voices heard, not having their good work recognized, not being financially rewarded for all of those things, and so much more. And so in the context of when I worked at three different law firms on the East Coast, and for hundreds and hundreds of attorney law firms, and saw firsthand at the absolute terror and that the treatment that women were the receiving end of, how that chipped away at their self-esteem. You know, it created a lot of inner self-doubt and chipped away at their self-confidence. And it just is heartbreaking to see. And so it was out of that work that I erected my Changemakers program, where now we serve women professionals across the globe to help them develop bold careers and lives through our eight roadmap activators, which is part of the Changemaker program, where we recognize that building connection, community, coaching, and curriculum is just the right combination of helping women to develop the growth mindset where they may not have that, meaning that, you know, despite the treatment that they may be on the receiving end in, say, on the career track, that they can effectively navigate those muddied waters to actually achieve and create the career of their dreams by charting their own course. That's one of our major philosophies, charting your own course, meaning no one's going to come knock on your door and say, here's a, you know, 30% raise and here's a new title and, oh, come on and be on the executive committee. That doesn't happen. We have to self-advocate. And women, too many women don't self-advocate. They can be at the highest rung of the professional ladder and advocate for so many other people, but not themselves. And it's my research and study and experience that shows that, you know, we as women, we're kind of hardwired to put others in that, you know, we're the caretaking role and we put others before ourselves. And so we at Changemakers in the community of developing a tribe of like-minded women professionals, we, you know, gather together on a regular basis in masterminding pods and accountability partnerships. We have groups, private online groups. Before COVID, we had, and again, we will have in person what we call tribe treats, which are regular gatherings of our tribes at fun places that we have some curriculum and some community building. And so I pour my heart and soul into this, Karen, because I know that, you know, I've arrived at a place through all of my professional path that I have such a passion of uplifting, inspiring, equipping, and empowering women to create the career and life of their dreams by charting their own course. And it's been part of my own journey, but there's nothing greater than to see what women can achieve when they get themselves in alignment. And I think we don't have to point any further than to Kamala Harris this past weekend, for heaven's sakes, regardless of your politics. I mean, this is historic, glass ceiling shattering.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Something that just came to my mind is you mentioned that women don't self-advocate. And something that like the other side of that is when women do self-advocate, it's often not received the way it is when men advocate. When men advocate, they're strong men. When women advocate, they get called names. They're a bitch or they're whatever. It's just, sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry. No, absolutely. And that's part of some of the issues that we address in the change maker community is building up your sense of self and your self-esteem so high and so strong and developing that grit. Because without grit, you will not move forward as a woman professional,
Absolutely.
to higher places. I and the women that we work with in Changemaker, I could care less. It absolutely is Teflon to me of whatever I want to be called. And so as long as I know my purpose and where I'm headed, it's like I'm just passing through. You can call me what you want to call me. That's on you. I have no control of that. And certainly everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but that's another pothole that women struggle with is that they do care. They do care about what people think of them, and they do care, and they get injured emotionally when they are called names. But you have to get yourself to, that build up that sense of resilience. It's like building muscle. You have to build that sense of resilience where that has no impact on you whatsoever.
Yeah, I so agree. That's so good. So, women, I hope you're listening. I hope you're taking notes because Kimberly is just sharing from the heart, sharing these golden nuggets, and we can't always put more merit into other people's opinions, especially when those opinions are unsolicited or those people aren't pouring into our life. So why would we listen to someone that has no bearing on our family, our job, our career, our goals, where our business, whatever it is, why do we give them so much value when they have no merit in our life? It's
Well,
crazy.
it comes down to energy. And that's why I'm actually reading a book right now, and I'm constantly reading. Energy leadership. Energy leadership. We all are energy. Everything on this planet is energy, and we have to make conscious decisions. Where do we want to allocate our energy, and what are we going to give energy to?
Right, yeah.
And
Is
so
that the book by Bruce Snyder?
I don't know, honestly. I think it is, but I'm not
Is
sure.
it a guy standing on a rock in like a lake?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So Bruce Snyder is the gentleman who created IPEC coaching school, and he
Yes.
teaches the 7 levels of energy, and that's where I got my certification. And that one of our requirements was to read that book, and it's so good. I
Yeah.
love that book because it does talk about we have the choice on how we want to show up and how we want to interact with others. And it's so the energy is so pliable because it's how we choose to use it. So good. I love that.
Yeah, no, it really is a choice, and but sometimes, we are all so very powerful. We're so powerful, yet not necessarily empowered.
Totally different thing. You're so true.
So when we place ourselves in an environment of with like-minded individuals, and we can grow and we can like just open up and become enlightened, it will lead to empowerment. And that will empower us to make different choices in how we want to travel along our life's path, career, business, life, all. And that will directly impact the experience that we have, whereas at one time we may have just gotten all jammed up over what somebody called us or the fact that we didn't do something or we did work and that wasn't given credit for, whatever the circumstances, but we will have developed that grit and we're uplifted, inspired, and empowered where those things aren't even a blip on our radar anymore.
Yes. Well, I don't know if anybody else is tuned into that right now, but that is so exciting to me. That just those three words are so powerful. So the Changemakers organization that you have, I've read up on it, and it's so exciting. I told you before we got on the call, I mean, this is everything that I want my business to become. This is everything that I want to help other women to do. So share more about like how these women interact and how maybe how women can get involved with it. We're obviously going to share your links and everything because I want people to connect to you. But what can they expect if they were to join the
Oh
Changemakers?
gosh, it's so wonderful, I have to say. And the reason that I say that is, we are a collection of our experiences.
Yes.
So for almost 25 or so years, I have been a teacher as well as a student.
Right.
And so that's how I believe, we are life learners if we choose to be. So I have immersed myself in learning, in growing. And then now I am a vessel that all that learning comes through me. And that is what led to me starting and forming Changemakers last year. But I think one of the most powerful aspects of the Changemakers group and program, is that it is a membership-based program wherein women professionals gather. Now, we did do this in person earlier, but obviously now it's virtual and in Zoom. But we have a lot of solutions on how we have what's called a conscious engagement philosophy, where we can have high touch in a high tech environment, where we share and we grow, and then we divide into groups and we share and we offer and exchange resources. There is an online learning component where we have the portal. So once a woman professional enrolls in our program, she's given access to a very, very, very yummy portal full of juicy online curriculum and
Love it.
resources and videos. I do a lot of the video teaching that has handouts and downloads. And then on a regular basis, we get hop on the call where we have Q&As or ask me anythings, and then we do get in smaller groups where we actually engage in what we call the masterminding process, which I've been a student and a teacher of for probably maybe 15 years. And for those listeners who may not know what a mastermind is, it's usually a groups of 5 to 7 women who answer two questions, and that is, what we talk about our celebrations, wins, and successes that we have going on in our lives, careers, and businesses. And then we ask the group proactively, for something, whether it is for a sounding board, brainstorming, resources, connections. And so we leverage that collective wisdom that everyone brings to the group. And what I say is, what happens in mastermind stays in mastermind. So we have an opportunity to build these wonderful bonds, security, safe places where we can share things that we may not otherwise feel comfortable sharing with other women who may be having similar journeys.
Yeah, gosh, that's so important for women to have that safe, collective, mindset of support without the competition.
Yeah, no competition.
I love
It's
that.
all about acceptance and judgment-free zones.
I love that. I'd love to have, that collective group where it's like, this is a safe place. Like, take off the masks, take off the makeup, just be transparently, authentically you.
Exactly.
And, share your scars, your wounds, your successes. Let us cheer you on. And I think, for women who don't get that, that is just water for your soul.
It is. It
So I
really
love that.
is.
I love that.
It's very uplifting. It's very gratifying as a facilitator, because I've walked these roads. I worked
Yeah.
in corporate environments for over 20 years, and I understand firsthand working in male-dominated industries, most of
Yeah.
them are, and the treatment. I have my own war stories of, dismissal, marginalization, condescension, all those things. Almost was physically attacked, and now as an entrepreneur over 12 years. And so You know, I bring this whole basket of collective experience and wisdom from these paths that I absolutely just pour out, and have that is the cornerstone of the Changemaker program.
I love it. So doing such good work. I'm just so honored to have this opportunity to share you with my group. I also call it a tribe because I feel like it takes that tribe, that family of support of women being real and authentic to help us grow. And I've used that phrase for years and it fits me so much because I think there are times that we really are a family and there are times that we really do go to battle together or for each other. Because we are treading some uncharted territory often. And as women, we need, my friend Julie Norman, she shared with me that we should all have someone that's older than us, that is a mentor that we can learn from, that will hold us accountable and help us to grow. And then, you know, friends our age or around, you know, the same level of success or families or whatever that we can share experiences with, but then someone younger than us that we're mentoring and helping to get to the next phase of life. And it sounds like all of that takes place in your change makers. And I'm so excited to learn more about it, but I don't want to miss anything. So what else do you feel like if you could go back, let's say 20 years and you were talking to yourself 20 years ago, what do you wish you would have known back then?
Awesome question. So I would have been 20 years younger. And I've always been very focused in my life and had very set goals. I see a lot of women do not. That they want something different, but they don't know where to start. And that's part of what we introduce. And we work, you know, every new member of Changemakers comes in and has a strategy, a one-on-one strategy session with me as their coach. And so we outline, you know, what is it really that you want to do? And maybe you don't even know what you want to do, but what are you really good at? And what do you really enjoy? And what makes your heart sing? That you get up every day, if you could do it every single day and not even get paid, you would do it anyway. So we find what that something is. And it may not be just the one something. And so that's part of the power of, you know, having someone what we call up the ladder from us, to look up the ladder to see what's possible. But I think, you know, I think more than anything, I've always been a very focused, driven, highly driven, self-motivated, self-starter. And I think I would give my younger self the advice that, you know, the journey is the journey. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Because I think, you know, for high achieving women like us, it's very difficult to balance, you know, that self-care, unplugging, and yet being in service. And I know the first, some years of my business, you know, I was working 12, 14, 16 hours a day because there's so much, you know, obviously, as we've discussed, there's so much ground to cover because you want it done right now. You want it done right now.
Yesterday. I want it yesterday.
You know, but this is it's a journey. And you have to come to the understanding, and I'm speaking to myself, you have to come to the understanding that we are where we are right this minute. Or we're exactly where we need to be, opportunities to learn right here, right now. So if we were 10 steps ahead, we would miss the lessons that we're divined to learn right now.
Okay, just like pause. Can you say that one more time? Because I don't want anybody to miss what you just said. That you were speaking to me, and maybe just me alone, but I know my heart needs to hear that again.
Okay, for those of us, we're all high achieving, you know, self-directed, self-motivated, and we want it done yesterday. And so that's a real recipe for burnout because we're human beings, not human doings.
Yes.
And so it's coming to the place of recognition and reconciliation that we are right now exactly where we need to be.
Yes, that's it.
And receptive to learning the lessons that are designed for us to learn right here, right now.
So good, so good. Well, I know that there are women that I talk to every week that maybe they are stuck. Maybe they are just facing fear and they want to be where they envision themselves to be now without the pain of going from here to there. And so this is the beautiful wisdom that you have from your experience and something that I've learned as well. And I'm still learning every day that there is beauty in the journey. There is lessons in the journey. Because as we sit here today where we are and we reflect back, there have been lessons in that journey. And we wouldn't be who we are today if it weren't for those scars and those lessons and those pains. And that's, I think, the hardest part, I know for me, because I see the vision and I do the visioning and I do the mapping and I'm just like, yes, that's where I want to be. I want to be there yesterday. I want to be serving. I want to do all these things that I feel called to do. But the process to get there is often painstakingly slow, or it seems that way at times anyway. So I can relate to that so much. And just there's so much wisdom in that, accepting the here and now and being present. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't lose the lessons in between because they are so important.
Well, we would be robbing ourselves if we didn't, right? I'm sure your listeners, I'm looking over to my bookcase, Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now.
Yes,
That's
great book.
all we have is now, right?
Yes.
And so when we embrace and accept now, then every other minute will take care of itself.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Well, you've shared so many amazing resources. Is there anything else you want to make sure that you people know about you or something that you feel like is just on your heart to share? I want to give you space to do that.
Well, thank you. One of the things in all of our programs and talks that I always like to make sure that women know is that, the world we live in is so hard on us. It's, I mean, just in general, knocking us down, discounting and dismissing our value, if we're surrounded by people in our lives who are not uplifting and accepting of us.
Yes.
I would encourage us to reevaluate these relationships because, again, we're all energy and we need to be surrounded with every part of positive energy from every single relationship in our lives, from our dry cleaners to our moms, right? And our
Right.
husbands and our children. And, sometimes I've worked with so many women who, maybe are in marriages that they have different real worldview differences on, or very, very close relationships that, they're not going to go out and get divorced. And I'm not certainly proposing that, but it takes work. It takes work to create the life and career that is uplifting and feeds our soul that we must have in order to do the work that we do, because people are watching all of us. We don't know what an example we're being for others. And so it's our obligation to not only take care of ourselves, but then walk the talk of surrounding ourselves with positivity, and then limiting the exposure to the negativity or the toxicity, in our lives. And so I love to tell women particularly, because that's where my heart is that, don't let anyone tell you that you're less than anything. Because we are all perfect exactly where we are right now. And that's not to say that we don't need to learn and grow, because that's what life is all about. It's like one schoolroom, classroom, but at the core of who we are, I believe we are all divine, connected to a greater source energy, of whatever you want to call that. And so we need to honor that and accept that about ourselves, because I see so many do not.
Gosh, yes. Everything you're saying, I'm just like, yes. Like taking us to church, like preach. That's so good. So good. And yes, and the Energy Leadership book talks about how our choices and how we show up affects our relationships. And there's an example in the book about how, you know, he was struggling even, you know, connecting with his wife after so many years, and by changing how he talked to her and how he interacted with her, his marriage even changed. So he was focused on changing his business, and every relationship around him improved. So there are ways to do that, and there are ways to intentionally improve yourself and the things and interaction relationships you have around you. You can't control what other people do, but sometimes, you know, it's just we're creating the thing that we're not liking, and it's unintentional, but we do it.
Well, we just have to check our own energy. You know, there's a saying that says you're responsible for the energy that you bring to this room.
Yes.
And so that for me is a daily. I mean, I think of it as, you know, picking up my cross daily and checking where my energy is and where my intentions are. And it really is a daily discipline, and it's like a muscle that has to be, you know, strengthened. It's broken down and then built back stronger.
I think Oprah has that sign on her office door or her boardroom door. You're responsible for the energy you bring to this room. But it's so true. We all do bring an energy with us, whether you intentionally are aware of it or choose it or not. You are energy. We are energetic beings. It's scientifically proven. It's not just woohoo, you know, out there. We are that way. So
quantum physics.
Quantum physics, yes. So, gosh, so good. I feel like I could just soak up all of your wisdom and goodness and awesomeness. I just feel better for being around you and listening to you. So I can't wait to learn more. We're going to share how people can, I point here because this is your bio and all your stuff on my other screen. Like, people know that, but people are going to find out how to connect with you. We're going to share all of that. I know that you have an ebook available on your website that's so good for those that are charting. It says how women can create the career of their dreams by charting their own course. This is an ebook that you can tap into on the changemaker.com website. And I guess the last thing I want to ask you before we go is, what is a resource that you are using that's just absolutely changed how you feel, maybe in your self-care piece?
Well, you know, I've come to learn over time the importance. Now, this seems obvious, but the absolutely critical nature of rest and sleep. And as we've aged, it becomes even more important. So one of the tools that I use, it's a free tool on YouTube, are the solfeggio frequencies. So it's SOLFEGGIO. It's just free, it's sound frequencies that are tuned in to help us with sleep, to help us with healing, to help us with self-care. One of the things that I do at night is I'll put that on. They run up to 9 or 10 hours on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
And so I'll put one of those frequencies on, and there's all different frequencies. I mean, once you go to that solfeggio frequency, there's like dozens of them, but I will put on one at night, and it helps me go into a deep sleep, get good deep rest, which of course is, you know, very cell replenishing, you know, psychologically nourishing. And so that's to me, a step of self-care.
I love it. That's so good. I have seen those where they have the different gigahertz sounds do different things. Our body reacts differently and resonates differently with it. I find the neuroscience and all of that just so fascinating, because we are just these, you know, divinely created, but scientifically affected. So we learn all of these things, and it's just like, wow, that makes so much sense.
It does, you know, and it takes time to pull it all together, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You know, definitely not in my formal education was I taught any of this. I mean, I do thank God that I did study corporate communications in college, which opened a lot of doors for me and has informed me in my work every day since, my college years a few years ago. But, the art of effective communication and having our, our soul space to come out of our mouth or through the written word. You know, your listeners can find many, many resources on our Changemakers website because we have tons of blogs and podcasts. I host a podcast, a Changemakers podcast, as well as vlogs. And there's many, many more on our Changemakers, in our Changemakers member paid portal.
I love it. Well, I can't wait to share all of this with everyone, and my podcasts come out on Fridays, and when they do, I share it on my social media as my Fangirl Fridays. So learning everything I have about you, it is absolutely no doubt that, oh, Kimberly Rice, I am such a fan of yours. So I'm joining the league of fans for the Change Makers and for Kimberly Rice. And I just want to share you with my world and thank you for being so open and vulnerable and real and transparent and just dumping all of this wisdom out into my universe because I absolutely needed it. And I just appreciate you so, so much. Thank you for being here with us today.
It's absolutely my honor, Karen. That's what we're here to do, right?
Yes, but we have to be willing, and you were, and I can't thank you enough. So everybody have a great weekend, and don't forget to be a change maker and keep moving those rocks. Hey, it's Karen. Just one more word before we go. I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening and for supporting our Rock Movers family. I want to invite you to connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Just search for Coach Karen Gray. And if you're interested in becoming a guest on the show or learning about how we could work together in the coaching space, just send me an email at karen@coachkarengray.com. Until next time, just remember to keep moving those rocks.